energy takes its next flow of creation while the change is accomplished. At present, then, this universe, and the Milky Way galaxy in particular, are learning that light can always attract the darkness back into balanced respect and companionship. You, my dear ones, are the leaders of this learning lesson, and every thought and action you take for the light has a potential influence over humanity and many other life forms, not merely those who live elsewhere in an identical or very similar human body to your own. It is no exaggeration to confide that you, who I term cosmic citizens, though you may temporarily be located on planet Earth, can influence the future of this solar system, galaxy and a myriad of people, places, and life forms seeking light, wisdom and love. I have spoken it before and repeat it here. You are the divinity of God's expression in flesh. Through your evolution back into full consciousness, you leave a model for all of life, be it human or non-human. As you shift back to your true identity and utilize that sacredness for the light, the probabilities of those efforts, like our own, will not be known immediately, but will add rays of gold and silver to the fabric of creation, instituting a rainbow arch stretching into eternity. Then be of good faith and certainty as the potentialities and the probabilities we may mutually achieve become recognized and appreciated by many other levels of consciousness, anxious themselves to contribute to the Creator's intentions for a fully developed spiritual sentience throughout the omniverse. Because so much is happening with the positive use of light for the expansion of God's plan in this galaxy, you are advised to learn about these other human beings who reside on other planets. For in very real ways they can be considered genetic relatives who have had their own experiences over eons of time in many far-flung locales. It is imperative, in fact, that you understand that these various galactic humans and their activities have helped create a present scenario that directly affects who you are, what has happened to you, and what your future may be. It is not only the spiritual realms and the archangels who are involved in designing your life, beloveds. Some of those other humans who are your galactic relatives affect you, as well, even as your Earth parents, grandparents, and those of earlier Earth generations have affected the current hereditary circumstances of the physical person you are today, if you see the comparison I'm making. Various particulars about your many human and other galactic visitors were given in the recent book You Are Becoming a Galactic Human, which provides a partial history of the major extraterrestrial activities pertinent to Earth's conditions today. Other authors and channels have also provided some pieces of Earth's history as it relates to your galactic human ancestors. However, galactic history is really quite complicated and would have to be seriously studied over a period of some years, because, as you know from the study of your own nation's history which covers only a few centuries, there are many interwoven events and relationships. Unfortunately, no one on Earth today knows your real history. Those that live on Lyra, Vega, Sirius, Orion, the Pleiades, Arcturus, and other galactic human locations, with millions of years of history, spend centuries of their 2,000 to 4,000-year-long lives learning their own and galactic histories. That is why we can only give a hint of this enormously complex historical information. Nonetheless, certain bits and pieces of galactic history are coming into your Earth consciousness now, because particular galactic activities have affected you and will be affecting you more and more as Archangel Michael gathers all the legions of light together throughout the many realms. Vividly imagine, then, what an entire quadrant of an average-sized galaxy with billions of planets has experienced over millions and millions of years. And not just with the human genetic form but with the interplay of non-humans, as well, who incidentally outnumber the Creator's more recent genetic creation called humanoid. Consequently, it will soon be necessary for those of you on Earth who are coming back into full consciousness to realize that humanoids are but one flower in God's garden, not the only variety in creation. But let me return to humanity's current circumstances and clarify what is particularly helpful and useful to know. Following the Lemurian energy vortex opening during April the 23rd to the 25th, 1994, your bodies had 177, hardly assimilated the vibrational effects of group consciousness and nurturing commandments before another massive energy influence occurred. From mid-July until end of the month, 1994, other highly influential energy frequencies were unleashed when 20-some enormous comet fragments penetrated planet Jupiter's atmosphere. This experience became the object of human scrutiny by astronomers, the media, and many millions of human beings who witnessed the event on television or read of it in their newspapers. Did you see it? This is the precursor to one of the three major types of ascension patterns I previously mentioned. As eyes were focused upon the spectacular solar system event, this enormous planetary sphere, Jupiter, was now identified as a neighbor, even though positioned far away in solar system space. Jupiter's pummeling on the far side by a series of physical comet projectiles was an influential opening in what you call the human psyche, even as your earlier space dramas leading to moon landings shifted humans from egocentric perceptions to a realization that Earth lived and moved in space. Indeed, that novel perception of Earth seen from the moon, as an orbiting spacecraft, allowed the next phase of galactic awareness to be introduced. Humans truly began to grasp that planet Earth is a precious commodity worth saving even from their own unconscious greed and abusive habits. This ascension opening of the group planetary consciousness to the truth that God has many mansions in space has become a foundation for the next required understanding that Earth is also part of a solar system with nearby neighbors. Neighboring planets can affect Earth either positively or negatively, depending upon other factors over which Earth humans have no control. This phase of realizing you have relationship with other physical planets is crucial to your acceptance of galactic responsibility as a member within a solar family. So in less than 20 years the human Earth family had seen itself, via its traveling astronauts and scientific instruments, as living on a physical planet orbiting in space that also has planetary neighbors. In addition, you have now seen one of those solar neighbors, Jupiter, closer than ever before, and just at a moment when it was being affected by circumstances beyond itself. This perception is vital to your perception and understanding of yourself as a solar system resident within the galaxy's aegis. Is it perfectly clear, then, that as comet fragments bombarded the far side of Jupiter with tremendous force, that might have harmed even your own home planet, you have acquired a necessary concept of yourselves as planetary dwellers living in a solar system that can be influenced by external, even galactic, events and circumstances beyond your control? Have you suspected that the emissions from those comet fragments pummeling into Jupiter released a number of forces it would be difficult for most Earth dwellers to recognize? Let me simply identify one of the important physical ones as a graviton emission or an energy influence possibly related to maintaining planet Earth's equilibrium and hopefully avoiding a pole shift. These and other energies may also be used to assist in repairing the ozone hole and later re-establishing Earth's firmaments. The higher spiritual dominions, and those interdimensional beings you call extraterrestrials, may be able to use these graviton emissions to help realign Earth, and your solar system, and also influence areas far beyond them. The comet collision on Jupiter did something else, as well. It gave a Jupiterian quality to the energy emissions that surround you, granting new beginnings through the use of universal wisdom and love. The Jupiter energy experience also accentuated a powerful calling by Archangel Michael to further awaken your spirituality, and this is a messianic announcement of enormous importance. Like the birth of the baby Jesus and many other religious and spiritual events that have become historical landmarks in the Earth human's psyche, this Jupiter event has brought into focus a great messenger and protector, a universal and galactic messiah. This newly acclaimed God-oriented messiah is that one identified as Archangel Michael, who reminds humans on Earth that the true purpose of their existence is to return into the higher heavens, where he is again calling all the legions of light into cooperative comradeship and service. Then I ask you to contemplate my messianic presence on Earth 2,000 years ago as the forerunner of this 1994 Archangel Michael event and realize that all of the light beings in this solar system and galaxy are being called back home. Now the Great Father / Mother's Son, Lord Michael, extends a further invitation to planet Earth and its light servers to hear a solar and a galactic awakening call. Since I realize that our constant admonitions to use these incoming energies positively are difficult to translate into your own mental experience, several illustrations will be given to demonstrate how those energies may be comprehended by the human family, especially those who serve God. Then kindly observe illustration number 1. Please become an observer far out in space looking down on your own space neighborhood called a solar system. You can see a rotational circular movement in which there is a sun with 4 small nearby planets called Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, and then 5 planets further away in the orbital pattern, the closest one of which, and the largest, is called Jupiter. In a sense, then, you can see Earth positioned between the sun and that huge planet, Jupiter. Both are influencing Earth. As the comet fragments plunged into Jupiter, they released many unusual emissions, some of which are physical in application, but others that are more subtle and spiritual, so to say. Notice that these emissions traveled into Earth's aura, or multiple energy fields, where the rays of the solar sun are also flowing toward Earth. Because you have experienced the sun's rays before, you know what power they have over life as you live it. So Jupiter is now sending off additional waves of energy that are affecting planet Earth, humanity, and all life forms, invisible though they may be. Jupiter is, in fact, a newly formed etheric sun with subtle spiritual energies of high consciousness flowing across your solar system and up into galactic patterns directed by the great archangels. Jupiter is a source of valuable qualities now being used to permeate and promote the higher consciousness of both the awakened and the unawakened here and far beyond Earth. It is a great friend filled with intrinsic gifts of upliftment. Because Jupiter is a living thing, it has a recognizable nature, or series of qualities, even as humans and animals do. Briefly, Jupiter represents the capacity to experience new opportunities and the beginnings of things through the use of cosmic wisdom, of universal concepts and ideas. Its nature is one of great creative expression leading to self-realization. Jupiter's influence therefore aids a truer understanding of divine philosophy and spiritual consciousness, which can help transform ignorance and doubt into higher love vibrations. Wherever Jupiter's outflowing energy embraces other life, it deposits this inspirational energy. Thus for you on Earth, Jupiter's noble influence portends only positive aspects, further empowered by the sun's fire. Kindly consider that your entire solar system is now being upgraded in vibration by an energy wave, a kind of rippling intrusion of vibratory frequencies, sound you cannot hear but which does exist. This Jupiter collision by the comets released energies that uplift the solar system's alignment back into higher purposes, moving it from where you still reside in a state of illusion, to the truer reality from which this lower dimension was mirrored, and to which you wish to return, since it is the true inner spiritual world from which you came. Now please observe illustration number 2, which shows the combined Sun and Jupiterian energies focused into an invisible crystal field. This new field's influence is altering Earth's grid pattern so that you may have about a 20-sided crystalline grid. It is also upgrading her chakra system to 13, and these will now fit inside, or be enclosed within, that greater crystalline grid.